Hello, welcome back to HWRRadio.com. You're here with your main man, Hollywood. And today, man, I got to tell you. I don't even know how to say this dude's first name. I don't even know how to say his last name. The Nagarama, Nicaragua, whatever his name is, man, this dude is a beast. A beast, clearly. Because you had...
Fuck, we just gonna call him his first name, Khabib. Because anything else, I'm gonna fuck it up. We'll mess it up, however they want to say. But we can't, we're going to have to take that cuss word out because it's within 1 minute. And you know how YouTube is. I told you I'm trying. I'm trying to follow y'all dang on route. I can only try so hard. But Justin, see, because he got a last name that, look, I don't even know how they are spelling this stuff. But we're going to say Khabib versus Justin. But Justin has a punch that normally gives people problems when he lands. He landed these punches. He landed kicks. I mean, Khabib's legs was dang near gone, but this nigga just kept on coming for it. And I ain't even gonna lie, at the weigh-in, when they was taking pictures, I was like, man, Justin gonna mess Khabib up. Justin looked like he's super fit, ready to go, strong, everything, but man's 29-0. Said he's aiming to take out Mayweather's record, but in MMA. But what I can tell you is, and my brother told me, the guy wrestles bears. He got videos on YouTube of him wrestling bears. Now, any nigga that wrestle bears, I mean, they baby bears, but I don't give a dang. A baby bear is strong than a mug, stronger than any normal human a baby bear is. But you wrestling baby bears, man, you a little different. You a little different than anything you planning on fighting that day. I'm just telling you straight up. Like, hold on, whoa. The nigga wrestles bears? Oh man, pull me out. They pull me out to fight. But gotta get a man his roses while he's here, man, because this nigga right here, you're watching history, dang near, every time you watch him fight. And the way he took out Conor McGregor, to where Conor McGregor ain't even tried to get a rematch, that should have told you something right there. I expect to see a lot more coming from this guy. Because anytime you can come into the weigh-in looking like you've been doing all the drugs, drinking all the liquor, doing all the girls, and you just come in and just take everything a nigga got to throw at you that's fit, and then choke him out, you a different kind of animal. This nigga's like, man, you gonna have to take my legs off. You got to take my arms off. You got to break everything to stop me. And that's who is gonna have to beat this guy. Somebody that, I'm sorry to say, but it's gonna have to be a gruesome fight for him to lose. Meaning, somebody gonna have to break an arm, a leg, or something like that. Because you see, this guy just absorbs pain like he's some kind of X-Men bad guy. Like, we gotta figure out this guy's powers. We gotta figure out his weakness. But that's it. That's the show. And I'm out.